Welcome to the Medicine Show. The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence. Tonight's guests include Red Haven on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription. Anybody got a prescription? Listen to good music. We'll fill you in more. We'll be right back with our guests. You know what? I don't know why this has happened, but we're going to come back in a few minutes with more. Let's see. Of course there's a glitch. Of course. You're listening to the Insignigala by the Malawi Mouse Boys, one of my favorite. Direct from Africa. And we'll be right back with our guests. Be right back with Red Haven in just a few moments. Thank you. Yes. Now, we were just listening to the Malawi Mouse Boys before this last song, which was called Spirit of Love from an artist called Magic Fashik. And we now have our guests all settled into the medicine show. And joining us here is the Red Haven Band, otherwise known as Red Haven, with Jennifer Charters on sax and vocals, Nathan Turner on stand-up bass, Brendan Steele on guitar, and Blake McCandless on percussion. Red Haven is from Vancouver and plays a marriage of folk and swing with heavy backbeat and indie pop melodies, blending gypsy jazz and indie pop melodies. Some say with vitality of a New Orleans street party, which comes from their pilgrimage there, or a couple of them, before returning to Vancouver. They have a UK tour starting in May 12th, and back in Canada, and doing a Canada-US tour starting June 24th until August, which kicks off with a Vancouver fundraiser for Fracking Resistance on June 24th. And where will that be? Do you guys know yet where the location of the anti-fracking gig is going to be?
No.
That's okay. Details to follow.
In a short answer, no.
That's okay. The people's can check out redhavenmusic.com for more details, right? Okay. And they have two albums, Vilified, The Road Above You. Is that two? Those are two separate ones?
Mm-hmm.
Vilified and The Road Above You, available on Bandcamp as Red Haven. And one live album called Dirty Grace, available soon. So
it's with Dirty Grace, actually.
Yes.
With Dirty Grace. It's a live album we did at Monarch Studios with Dirty Grace. We went on a Cross Canada tour with them, and they opened for us originally, and eventually we just all ended up playing on each other's tunes and made this big super band.
Their band is called Dirty Grace?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're calling your album Dirty Grace?
The album is called Live at Monarch Studios, and it's Red Haven with Dirty Grace.
And now I, okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the clarity. So Logan and Nathan, what kind of a side project are you two doing?
Logan's not here, but she's going to come down in a little bit. Not. But we're doing a side project that's just mostly an acoustic-based side project that is a little bit this is a little bit stranger than Red Haven.
Strange is good.
Strange is
especially
good.
Especially on like CITR.
Yeah, we like it's basically around love with effects and acoustic music. Yeah.
It's beautiful. We were driving down the highway in the middle of the night one night, and we were listening to the project, and it was great. We were all like, just it was all beautiful. Listening to Nate and Logue, it was great.
Beautiful, baby.
It's kind of like having like you know, so someone has a kitchen, you know, and you know, there's a big glass window looking in, and you're kind of like standing outside, like just.
It's kind of like creeping in.
It's a nice view, and you know, sometimes they're cooking, sometimes you know,
sometimes
no talking, you know, sometimes
on.
You know, it's
and you're like you get to see all of it.
You get to see them making the gumbo, babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very revealing musical project.
Okay, well, Red Haven has been growing over the years. How about if we listen to a taste of that and get the show off to a musical start? Then we can catch up about all the details. So, if you guys want to, what song do you guys want to start out with?
Let's do, we're going to do a song called Healthy God.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that sounds wholesome and wonderful.
This is a song for Donald Trump.
Blessings to you all. Okay.
Cast inside the church, and you might sound crazy, but you're all that I want. Got your head stuck deep inside the dark. Well, I am trapped inside this reticence with hypocrites in politics. You're asking me where I'm from. I'm like the doors and listen, it's coming and you're missing it. The revolution's got to move on, because they're here, yeah, they're here. So just get on your knees and pray, my dear, they ain't nobody got a healthy guy. Got your red lights, kids inside the church. You might sound crazy, but you're all that I want. Got your ears stuck deep inside the dark. Well, I worked 1,000 days and I cussed 1,000 ways, but I can't deny that I am afraid of you, honey. Darling, show your face. I said, don't you know your place? How can we go on, move on, be happy when they're here? Yeah, they're here. So just get on your knees and pray, my dear, they ain't nobody got a healthy guy. Got your red lights cast inside the church. You might sound crazy, but you're all that I want. Got your head stuck deep inside the dirt. Crazy, but you're all that I want. Got your head stuck deep inside the dirt. Ain't nobody got a healthy guy, but I do. I swear I do. I swear I ain't nobody got a healthy guy, but I do. I do. I.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Well, with that kind of a momentum, maybe do you want to do another one right away? I mean, it's so beautiful. I just want to continue, and then we'll. Right. I keep saying that. Let's just delay the conversation.
Yeah.
don't speak now.
Hey Nathan, how about you? You give us a ditty. Show us something.
You guys want to do a big machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. This song is called Big Machine. It's by Nathan Turner.
Right on. We're listening to Red Haven.
Cool. You know, just guilty by association.
Don't paint me with your red brush.
All right, this one's called Big Machine. It's inspired by the protests on Burnaby Mountain last year. One, two, three, four. A coffee stick who's dressed tip-topped and cropped. The paper stand has got a poison hand and is willing to help you out. Drive home burning all alone, box house, box car, box line. Take a trip on the worldwide grid, turn in and turn off in your home, in your very own home. The big machine, yeah, I'm a big machine. Move along, yeah, I created all your problems and I got all your problems solved. Don't worry about me, cause I'm a big machine. Move along. Well, don't worry about me, cause I'm that big machine. Move along. Homes and water flows beneath. A crowd could gather in a peaceful manner and they can politely ask that you leave. Consider demand written in hand with a stamp release. A barricade to communicate that we sit on land that we lease. Oh, that we lease. Cause I'm the one that got the big. Yeah, I'm a big machine. Move along. And I created all your problems and I got all your problems solved. Well, don't worry about me, cause I'm a big machine. Move along. Well, don't worry about me, cause I'm that big machine. Move along. Keep talking about you could work for me. I got jobs for every day of the week. I'll keep you warm with your pockets torn. I got all types of cool shit you just might need. Oh, believe me when I tell you. You feel your best when your pills are popped and you're stocked to the top in the finest things. You're in the finest things. The finest things. Cause I'm the one they call the big machine. Yeah, I'm a big machine. Move along. Yeah, I created all your problems and I got all your problems solved. Cause I'm the one they call the big machine. Yeah, I'm a big machine. Move along. Yeah, I created all your problems and I got all your problems solved. Don't worry about me, cause I'm a big machine. Move along. Oh, don't worry about me, cause I'm that big machine. Move along. I got the best job in the world, babies.
I saw a couple
audience members.
Yeah,
there.
A couple.
Yeah, we got the police out.
Fellow officers.
Hey guys.
Fellow officers.
Right on.
Well, we're officers of a different order.
So I, taking this opportunity to talk about justice, I'd like to encourage everybody who is law enforcement and anybody who carries a gun and anybody who is in the position of authority to act with your conscience and love the people and love your neighbors, because sometimes your boss might tell you to do something you don't believe in. That's the time to stand down and live for what you believe in truthfully in your heart. You know the truth. I believe in police, and I believe that – well, I don't believe in police. I just believe that they – how do I put this?
I don't believe
– I believe that they're humans, and they have hearts, and they can be influenced, and they can influence others. So let's try and be good for each other. Anyway, that goes out to even people like Donald Trump if he gets elected. Anyway, so talking about protesting, there's a bunch of protesters down at the BC Hydro building, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right, hunger strike.
Yeah, and well, there's one lady who was hospitalized for the hunger strike, yeah. And she was down there saying that, you know, it seems like quite a peaceful demonstration and everything.
Yeah, that was been going on for a while. Like, I mean, we traveled the Peace Region, so that's a dam in the Peace.
Yes.
And who was that one artist there that we were? I don't know.
Who?
Quincy Jones. Yeah, Quincy. No. Quincy.
Quincy Jones.
Right. I don't think Quincy Jones has anything to do with it.
Is it Buckman Co?
Buckman Co. And Quincy. Yeah, Miss Quincy. Miss Quincy. That's who
Miss
it was.
Quincy.
Yeah. Quincy Jones.
Not Miss Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
I miss Quincy Jones.
He's everywhere.
I remember the old days of Michael Jackson Productions.
Yeah, But she did a piece on it, and it's
And the women from Twin Peaks as well. They had
that's right.
They have a duo, I think, that's still going on right now, where they wrote songs about the piece. They got their whole. They got like an album fundraiser and everything. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, speaking of which, shout outs to Rick Buckman Co., wherever you are, supporting the good fight.
Yeah.
Love it.
Bucky. Awesome dude.
So, you've all been on stages at folk music festival, music festivals such as Art Wells, Quadrapalooza, Tiny Lights Festival, and Hootstock.
Right.
So, tell us a bit about some adventures you've had out in the country. How's those festivals?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because right? I used to live out or been out to Quadra many times, never been to the Quadrapalooza, and I've always wanted to know, review, what do you guys think of the Quadrapalooza?
Oh, the Quadrapalooza festival is like a glorious disaster, but in the best way. It's one of my favorite festivals because it's so laid back and the music's so good, but it's always running 4 hours late.
That's rock and roll for you.
I mean, it's on Quadra Island after all. I mean,
it's on Island
It's like right at the tail end of the summer. Yeah. It's, you know, everybody's who's been traveling around is starting to feel pretty beat, pretty tired. People start spending a little more time in their tents.
I've always wanted to go because it just seems like that community is like so organic and so like down to earth. And
it is.
Down to earth is the best way to put it, I think.
Down in the dirt.
Right.
That's a different way. I mean, you know, I don't think I would say that.
No, I know. I'm just
specifically.
it just brings to mind scenes of camping and, you know, how it can get, and it sort of brings you right back.
Well, yeah, I mean, all the festivals are so neat because, I mean, no matter where they are, it's like you get a little glimpse into a pretty unique communities from place to place. You know, being in the Kootenai, being up in the Caribou, being on the Gulf Islands, like that's it's like, you know, it's sometimes it's like a different planet. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just the right planet.
Just very distinct each region, and it's great. I mean, it's a wonderful, it's a wonderful, you know, thing. I mean, all summer just traveling and going to different festivals, and I mean, God, it's amazing, you know.
Did you guys notice any similar? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was it. Just, you know, I mean, you know, it became kind of like a traveling circus. Like, it's mostly the same type of bands. Like, we kept on running into each other. And so you'd set up camp and, you know, you get, oftentimes you get on each other's sets or you check out each other's sets and you go and celebrate and meet new people from the region. And you get into their politics, you get to stay at their houses and you meet great people and it's good food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good beautiful food. And, yeah, good weather. What can you say? It's a great way to spend summer.
I always like to ask people, what's the best food you've experienced on the road?
Mm.
Do you guys remember any particular experience?
The Mom Festival.
The Bell Bistro in Caslow.
Yeah.
Is the best food on the road.
Well, I think the Olive Bistro also is has a...
In Jasper.
In Jasper. Yeah.
Get a pen.
Yeah.
Anything with the word bistro.
Write it down. Hey, man, we've got a couple on the other side, too. It's not a one-sided coin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, like but some bad experiences, right? But, yeah, if you don't got nothing good to say...
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't even get me started on the husky at I can't remember. There was honestly one time where I was like, this is like cardboard on a plate. I'm like, what?
Well, honestly. There's the typical, you know, egg sponge. Yeah, it's kinda like a mixture of like silly putty and you know, egg yellows. Like, you know, there's egg whites, but it's an egg yellow.
We went across the country twice in less than 4 months, and we had so much Tim Hortons that I can't even go back there. Like,
yeah, it's hard to eat healthy on the road. It's tough. That's the main.
It's all that there is in Ontario, though, for some reason.
Yeah, nothing but Brian Adams and Rush on the radio.
Yeah,
and Tim Hortons. And people like with their boats going fishing.
And abortion posters, anti-abortion posters. Yeah. And Tim Hortons, that's like the two numbers. In Northern Ontario.
It's just nice to know that you're in the neighborhood, right?
and just like endless trees and, you know, it's just...
The lakes are nice, though.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean,
the coolest thing is sort of at the top little section... North, I mean, it's north. It's more or less the same. What is it? Latitude.
Yeah, latitude.
As Vancouver, but you know, for them, it's north because Toronto's so south. But they have the cheese curds.
Oh, those are so good. That's in Quebec too. Yeah. But they have the smoked fish, the smoked white fish from Lake Superior. That stuff's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I want to do a shout out. Anybody else got a shout-out? Get ready. This is mine. I'm doing a shout-out to Merv, Shane, and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Most of all, lots of love to Merv and little Shane, grandson. Anyway, anybody got any shout-outs to loved ones, family, anybody that might be listening? Someone that's kind of cute, maybe.
Shout out to my brother. He just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brock.
Who else?
And my mom just got back from the Caribbean. So, welcome back, Mom.
Oh, I love that. Mothers are... I want to say shout out to my mom, even though I know she's not listening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Could have listened. Thanks for bearing with me and bearing me and hanging in there and all that good stuff.
The whole life thing, giving me a life thing. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to actually take a break and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., the real, authentic country.
Hi, this is Jason, and I love you. We're back on the Medicine Show, and we've been joined by Logan, the aforementioned, or is it the forementioned?
The forementioned.
Aforementioned.
Is it?
It's like, yeah.
Let's talk English for a second.
Yeah. Let's look it up.
Sure.
We can't move forward unless we figured it out.
No, let's look it up. We got to Google this. I feel obligated.
Brennan's coming back, and Brennan would know.
Yeah. The only person. He's very learned.
Yeah.
He was reading the 24 hours just a moment ago.
He went to school.
Brennan, aforementioned or forementioned?
Was Logan
aforementioned?
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. I mean, it sounds like pretty much like old English. I mean,
I've been taken to school.
You're very like British sounding. But
unfortunately,
you've been to
we
what?
Have to
I've
like
been schooled.
Physically grab the
schooled
mic
in
and
what?
Hold them when we want to say something. So I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Logan has walked in, and she was. We were mentioning that you have a group with Nathan. Is it true?
It is true.
Were you playing music with this man?
The stories are true.
All the rumors and stories are true.
All the rumors.
Blake was mentioning to me that he studied healing energy. Want to pull that microphone back for a second?
Sure.
Blake, tell us about healing energy, and I don't want to say something so squares. How does it work? I like to study it myself.
Yeah, I studied under... I could give a shout out to Padma Van Golen, who is my energy teacher. Who is awesome? Hi, Padma.
Padma.
She's probably aware that I'm speaking about her right now. She's that heavy. She's that into it. No, you know, when I was studying energy work with Padma, it'd be weird. Like, she would come into my dream. Like, it was just bizarre. Like, she would be, like, doing energy work, like, in my dreams. Not to sound, like, totally, you know. But anyways, it was, like, she's a magician with this stuff. It's amazing. But I just went to, like, doing meditation lessons with her. Like, she was doing guided meditation. And she's like, yeah, I run classes about, you know, you can learn how to do this stuff. You can learn how to be an energy. And so she gives readings and like, I was, like, amazed about, like, doing this work. It was, like, basically just meditating. It was very empowering to, like, to realize that all the knowledge that you really need to heal yourself could be within yourself, just to take the time to be quiet and look within, right? And so it was really empowering. And then to be able to like realize that you could do that with other people as well is phenomenal and empowering. Although we have a forbidden cup in the room.
See, the cup for the camera. It's upside down.
There's nothing in there. We could have the aforementioned police. the aforementioned police may enter.
Aforementioned.
See?
Don't forget the R. Aforementioned.
Aforementioned?
It sounds like you're saying. Okay.
Is this for real?
Okay, so, Blake.
Aforementioned.
It's a new style of music.
Yeah. It's big and bushy and it shakes while you dance.
Yeah.
Blake, I want to know, okay, so
yes.
From what I understand, it's uh-huh. the beta brainwaves that brings us huh. into the state of meditation, enabling us to do that type of energy work.
Very cool.
So beta. You can get to that state by either counting backwards from 100 or just closing your eyes and taking a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain techniques that can actually bring you into that state. And once you're familiar with it, it's quicker to get to it. It's like, you know, I want to say people who smoke marijuana don't always realize that they're actually achieving this state.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you'd be like cruising on the bus and all of a sudden people say, you're gapping out. And I say, yeah, I'm going into meditation.
Right.
Like, this is legit stuff.
We were just talking about this, like, about, like, you know, maybe the idea of, like, legalization and what it might be able to, you know, do and, like, maybe change the culture and, like, if more people were doing it and, like, be more of a meditative, introspective culture, perhaps.
Well, wasn't it, I'm not sure, it's the police in certain European countries, like, distribute marijuana to the football participants so they don't get in fights.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. That's fantastic.
But they encourage it. They don't Sorry, discourage it, but they discourage alcohol and discourage cocaine and stuff. But weed is weed makes people not punch each other in the face. So
well,
that's
you've
good.
Heard about this. The term is called hooligans in the UK, and they call mm-hmm. them the hooligans at the soccer riots, right?
Right.
So why don't they just like, I guess no, I don't want to suggest they just. Like a Cheech and Chong movie, just pump in smoke into the stadium or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, like that Simpsons episode where they threw out all the weed in the bonfire.
Yeah. And the whole town gets high.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
But yeah, regarding the energy work, it was for me like, like I say, just empowering and also, to be able to like, be in touch with that. I definitely recommend that and. Yeah, get into it.
I say be really choosy when you go on YouTube for these types of things, but there is a lot of information, and if you don't like to read, someone can read it for you on YouTube. And I discovered there's even the most, like that person, the Silva method for teaching children.
Mm.
It's like for hyperactive children, it's actually mm-hmm. about meditation. So it's a really cool idea, and they, you know, from different perspectives, but mm-hmm. when you go into a meditative state, how do you do visualization, or how do you work with your
right
workings?
Now I do a lot of like Taoist sort of practices that has more to do with like organ cleansing, I guess you could say.
Can somebody that's listening take some advice and do some like tonight from your can you guide them
absolutely
through, tell them how to do it?
It's you can actually find it. It's called the Six Healing Sounds Meditation, and there's information about it. But it's really amazing, and I do it almost every morning. Like, you know, wake up and it's like, oh, you got to face the day. You got to get out of bed. It's like even just take 5 minutes, you just light your whole system up with good feeling, and it's amazing. It's such a great way to end up. Like, so you start. There's your organs are sort of in a hierarchy, they say.
Okay.
So it starts with your heart, then your liver, then your stomach, your lungs, and then your kidneys. And those are all the yin organs, but they have different color associations and emotional associations. And that's the ones I work with. So your heart is supposed to be red, and there's two emotional associations. There's a yin and a yang association. So you try to find compassion, or you try to discover if there's any hatred or impatience, and you just light it up with that color, and you can get rid of the negative emotion down like the nadis down the back of your legs and out your feet. And then you just move to your liver and you try to light it up green, and there's like different emotional associations. There's anger or there's fairness that's in there. So you try to just imagine those emotions and colors, and next thing you know, you're just like a floating orb of greatness. And your whole organs.
I love your
whole, because the whole thing is like, you can't really change the world until, like, it comes from within, you know?
Absolutely.
And so it's like, you gotta like get to the core of who you are and then light from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, to me, it was just access. The whole thing is ancient wisdom, right? And so like, what we're talking about is like what Taoism and like Chinese medicine, like they discovered 5,000 years ago, like they were doing this stuff. And so I think we have like been maybe convinced that we can't do this for some reason or another. It's very empowering. But yeah, I don't know.
There's
like,
debate about spiritual warfare on the planet. So
right.
People say
totally,
that there's actually deliberate naughty trying to come at the good.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you know, I won't even say those I won't concentrate on those words necessarily, but I'll you know. So
yeah, but it's been amazing. I was studied with a guy named Mantak Chia, who's
shout outs.
Yeah. Hi Mantak, I know you're in Thailand, but you might hear us. No, I don't know, but he's amazing.
Or
human
if you're less.
yeah Yeah, maybe he's floating around in the ether and he's like, he's right now, he's going, yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah.
He's just floating around. No, I don't know. But good he's stuff. Amazing. And yeah, he taught me the six healing sounds. But you can find it online.
It's okay, great. Yeah. What did you call it? It's the six what?
The six healing sounds.
Do you have any suggestions for somebody to is specific that has any good advice, like a name for some people to trust a little bit more?
Yeah, shout out to Menke Deva, who is a local energy healer here.
M-E-N-K-E.
M-I-N-K-E.
Okay.
And she does women's groups, and she does like empowerment of... energy healers and stuff like that. She's amazing.
Nice.
And just wrote a bunch of books and stuff. But yeah, and Padma Van Golen, she's great. Yeah, she's a good witch.
Hi, Glenda. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, I want to ask, who has the sauna on the truck?
Oh, that's me too. Yeah, it's all about me right now. Yeah, that's another like healing thing where.
How does that work, and who gets to go inside this truck?
Anybody. It's a community event. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't. It's been, I mean, it's like, I think from 1972, this truck.
Oh.
And so they ended up, my friends who built the truck decided to start like one that probably wouldn't break down on the road. They have a bus now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful sauna. Like, it's like actually kind of top notch. Like, it runs well.
Mm.
So, I mean, the sauna truck is like, it's been in our backyard for a couple of years. And every Wednesday and Sunday, or now just Sunday, because like my Wednesdays are not as free. But it's just an open community of.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for a while there, people were like just wandering. People were sort of like wandering around the yard on Wednesdays there for a while. Like, is the sauna on? What's going on? Like, there's just like, you know, people with towels and stuff. And. Just like, you know, lost sauna people. Yeah.
It sounds like a lost tribe.
Yeah. Like the littlest hobo sauna person.
When you use the sauna, is this incorporated with some sort of prayer or meditation inside the sauna?
Some people bring their medicine, yeah. Some people, like we've had people that are, one guy, what's the one, I don't know, it's like a peyote. So he's a peyote shaman. He's come and like sung. He does like, you know, he comes in and it's like he doesn't really like say, oh, I'm this, but he just will start singing his songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful, you know. And so we do have different people in. We had a bluegrass band in there one time and everyone's like sitting in the sauna and there was like there's a change room. And so we just have, it's like night to night or like week to week. There's just totally different crowd. Like sometimes there's like two people, sometimes there's 20. And sometimes it's like raucous and like we had like you know, people singing Bohemian Rhapsody, like a full on chorus.
There's the punkers.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any businessmen come in there in their suits and ties?
Oh yeah, yeah. You have all types because it's a burner community thing, and so you get like a lot of people that are 9-to-5 people, and it's just such a like the people that built it have just such a great awareness of like how to get people together in a conversational. Way where it sparks new ideas. Uh-huh. And it's just great. Like they do the bike rave as well. And yeah, just getting people together to do cool things. Yeah, it's great. So yeah, come by.
Okay.
I can't tell you the address. So there's a sauna out there.
Check out Red Haven and get a hold of them if you're interested in this moving sauna.
Yeah, come to a show.
Yes.
And then you can come get naked with us.
Yeah. Oh, I want to mention that coming up, I think it's on this Sunday, is Naked Gardening, National Naked Gardening Day.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wow.
I heard about that.
That's a lot of...
National or international?
That's great.
I that's a good question.
Is it specific
if you can
to
hear
Canada,
us.
Or?
Hey, Merv, what was the answer to that question? Is it national or international? Text me with the answer. Okay.
It's a call-in show.
Hey, Colin, how are you?
It's Colin's show. It's Colin's show now.
Colin's not here right now, but he'll be back. Okay, so let's, you guys want to look at doing some more, another song or something?
Sure.
So, what is the name of the next piece that we will be listening to? And Logan, are you going to join us for a little sing along?
Yeah, sometimes it's on their playing.
Depends on the song.
Could do people's medicine, I guess.
How appropriate, the people's medicine.
Oh, or, it's too late now.
Yeah,
I already called it.
Is it here? Am I in the way?
You're right in the
right
spot.
Right in the perfect place.
Okay. Hi, people out there in Radio Land. They're just setting up their instruments. This is your host, Jason Lawrence, on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We're here with Red Haven, in case you're just joining us. We're going to do a song called...
What'd you say?
The People's Medicine.
The People's, babies. Right on. Okay. And Logan, are you usually not in the band?
I come and go.
Lovely. Okay, so... Can you tell people your last name for advertising?
My name is Logan Thackeray.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
I like that. Okay, so I think we got the answer. Oh, no, we didn't. Ding! Your cake is ready.
Yeah, so there's four on the floor. Cake time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah,
yeah. One, two, three, four.
My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking. Is your heart just shaking with mine? My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking. Is your heart just shaking with mine? Well, I see buttercups.
You see heartache. You got a black veil resting right across your face.
I see life breathing
in the downpour. You got a cigarette, lips sucking back for more.
And don't you feel it? People and what they're preaching. Don't you feel it? The people, they got the medicine. I see a mystery, a magic that we can't explain.
You'll see a tragedy in losing all that we create.
I see a world turning.
I see a soul burning.
We are everything, and this is why we became.
This is what we be.
Wowie zowie.
That was the best reaction we've ever had.
You know, like...
Wowie zowie.
Actually, my favorite reaction that I've ever heard is, you know, coming into Nelson. We're seeing this guy named Nelson from Nelson.
Shout out to Nelson.
Yeah, and when we come in, and he says, "Oh, it's the Haven Mavens."
Yeah, well, I'm a new fan. Aww. This is great. Absolutely. We are going to take a break, and I hate taking breaks, but, you know, whatever. This is it, man. Far out, man. Take a break. Break down.
From April 25th to May 1st, come on out to the Versus Festival of Words, a showcase of written, spoken, and sung performances and discussions to celebrate the transformative power of words. There's a different event for everyone, from teen angst poetry, panels about community building, and the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam. Check out versusfestival.ca for all the details, the schedule, and tickets.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, well, we're back on The Medicine Show. And again, by the way, National Nude Gardening Day is a national holiday.
Oh, wow.
Cross country, so people in Alberta even might do it.
Wow.
I know. So, back to the show. Let's catch up with Red Haven here in the studio and featuring Logan. And say your last... What was the last name again?
Thackeray.
Thackeray. Okay. So, wait, come back. Logan, what's making you happy these days?
Well, I just finished school for the semester. So I am...
Congratulations. School's good.
And we just moved out of our apartment, so we're homeless, which is great because now we have no responsibilities.
See the bright side.
Yes, it's great.
Free.
So and freedom is making me happy right now.
Okay, that's great stuff. And what were you studying?
I'm studying anthropology and gender and women's studies.
Good on you. And okay, so what's coming up next for Red Haven, you guys? Where are you guys going from? I know you got some tours planned and everything.
We're actually on. Nathan and Logan are actually leaving on Tuesday, so it's actually coming up really quick. To England. We're going to England with Dirty Grace for the month of May, and we've got a bunch of shows over there, so that's going to be really cool. Our first one's on May 12th in Burnhamith at Chaplin's Bar. For all those of you listening in England, I know there must be
shout
thousands.
Out to England.
Hello, England.
Shout out to the Rolling Stones, or
shout out to the Temperance Movement, who backed up the Rolling Stones a couple times. Love the Temperance Movement.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, I've been there a few times before with my first band, Blackberry Wood, and now we're going for the first time with Red Haven, and we're really excited about it.
Right on. I did want to do a quick announcement. I best get this in. Next announcement was written by a representative from the Black Lives Matter Vancouver Collective. And as the second of only two current Black Lives Matter chapters in Canada, the Black Lives Matter Vancouver Coalition was founded to stand in virtual solidarity with their East Coast friends who camped out for 15 days outside the Toronto police headquarters after the police officer who murdered Black Torontonian Andrew Locu was not charged with any crimes. Mm. Now they want to make solidarity and take it to the streets of Vancouver. While the Black population of Vancouver is small due to histories of violent erasure of their communities from across British Columbia, they want to be visible and want to be heard. This also means that they look to their families for support, attendance, generosity, and kindness, and ours too. So on April 17th, they gathered in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in solidarity with the work done by friends and family in Toronto and other activists of color across Turtle Island who have faced violence, brutality, and ignorance, yet have responded with vigilance, resilience, and determination. This event was a celebration of Black lives, an uplifting of Black stories and voices, and a declaration of the Black presence here with other marginalized groups. They also used this time to acknowledge and explore their presence as black activists on unceded Coast Salish land and explore how to work as settlers of color in supporting indigenous communities. So you can check them out, donate, like them on Facebook, or contact them at blacklivesmattervan@gmail.com in solidarity and gratitude, Black Lives Matter Vancouver Collective on unceded Coast Salish territory. So I have one more thing I want to get to, but we will do that in a few moments. So would you guys want to go into another song soon here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Beautiful. What's it called?
Okay, so you gotta wait for me.
Or you want to do Calling Downtown? No, it's not the song it's called. What was that one that we were playing out there?
The one that was written camping or something. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
remember that one,
the howl. Yeah, we might do that one a little later. I think okay. I think we've got an idea in mind for the time being.
Sounds good. Oh right. So Red Haven is setting up for another song with Logan, and they are with along with Nathan in Dirty Grace. So it's a combo band.
No, I'll sing.
Oh, what is the name of this next song?
It's Wait For Me.
This is called Wait For Me.
Sounds great.
It's an attempt at a love song, but falling somewhere along a...
Turn into a folk song.
Broken staircase somewhere.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. Let her rip. At your leisure.
A year has come and gone, 10,000 miles or more. We've drunk as if silly and still had another more. We've had our share of fights, back and forth with rage, but still hand in hand we take it to the stage. Here's my empty pocket, say I've never been quite flush, combing out my hair with a fine toothbrush. But I'm still getting off like a shotgun gauge, so hand in hand we take it to the stage. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me as I calm down slow, speaking every word like a phrase, as hand in hand we take it to the... We've moved around so much, catches, fans, and floors, lost a lot of possessions to an unlocked door. But we bought them all right back, spent every penny saved, so hand in hand we take it to the stage. And it's always been enough, barely getting by, laughed at all the rich folk with their silver painted eyes, dressing up and strutting around, looking for a lay, while hand in hand we take it to the stage. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me as I calm down slow. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me as I calm down slow. Speaking every word like a phrase, as hand in hand we take it to the stage. Wait for me, 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 as I calm down slow, speaking every word like a phrase.
hands, hand in hand, we take it to the wait for me, wait for me, wait for me as I calm down slow. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me as I calm down slow. Speaking every word like a phrase, as hand in hand we take it to the stage.
I want to get some more video. Sort of. Okay. You know, I want to go back to the script here for a second. Have this free flow here. Due to recent attacks on UBC campus, a company called Heisei Budo Combatives, I think I said it right, are hosting a women's self-defense seminar called Self-Defense with No Offense on Saturday, May 7th at their location on 514 Carnarvon Street in New Westminster. So if you are interested, heiseibudo.com is a place to get more information. Get your combat gear and knowledge here. That sounded like a commercial. This seminar will cover lots of basic skills of combat, from basic strikes techniques against common attacks, situational awareness drills, discussions on violence avoidance, as well as conflict de-escalation, and finally, live scenario drills against the structures with protective gears. All this for only $10. But for the first five ladies to arrive, you can get a free entry to the seminar if you mention Daconella Promotions. That's spelled Daconella. They're also on Facebook and other platforms online. They're also Googleable. Daconella Promotions is also promoting dance hall artist Serrani. The countdown is on. Serrani concert, which will be in the Cabana Club on Granville Street, May 11th. So tonight we're giving away two tickets to this concert, which includes dance hall dance lessons. You can call me and answer a question to win these tickets. I don't mind if you do it now or later in a few minutes, but the first one to call me will get these tickets to this concert, which includes dance lessons for 4 weeks ahead of time and ending up dancing at the concert. So my phone number, which I will repeat in a minute, is 604. That's the local, the original. So 604-879-1949. Call me when I'm not speaking on the air. The dance hall is a style of music and dance hall dance lessons will take place at the Cabana Club for 4 weeks, then dancing at the concert to demonstrate what everyone has learned and worked on. So you can get details in this interview I did with African dancer Iso Dream Chaser. Then we'll listen to Serrani's No Games. We'll be back with our guest Red Haven after this. This is the interview as I was speaking to Iso Dream Chaser. Hello, I'm here speaking to Iso. How do you pronounce your name?
Iso Dream Chaser.
Where are you from?
I'm from Africa, East Africa, especially in Rwanda.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about the dance hall lessons that are being given at the Cabana Club?
Basically, it's a dance hall classes, which is a way to promote dance hall in Vancouver. Like, there's not a lot of dance hall classes in Vancouver, so this is a way, like, to put it out there so people can know and attend.
Excellent. So when does it start?
Starting May 11th this year.
So you were telling me a little bit before about how it works. People can go, if they sign up for the dance lessons, there's four classes, and then they go to the Serrani concert. So you can tell us about how does that work.
So you take classes. At the end of the classes, we're like going to present it. We're going to showcase what you've learned in those five weeks. If you buy like the VIP ticket for the concert, you get into the classes too. But if you buy like a normal ticket, which is like $20 and $15, you're only gonna watch the show, like the Serrani concert. But then you can register for only the classes if you want to.
And how much is the VIP package? Do you happen to know?
Yes, yes, it's $30.
Well, that's not bad at all. Especially, it includes the dance classes.
You watch the show.
Yes.
You dance for 5 weeks, and you showcase. Like, there is all fun of around it. Like, you get to learn, you get to enjoy watching, and you get to enjoy showcasing.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about the instructors? You are one, and your associate and friend also from your region of Africa. You guys are doing the classes, just the two of you, is that correct?
Yeah. I'm collaborating with Chris, which is my partner.
And did you two put together these classes, or is it in conjunction with other people?
Yeah, it's just collab between the two of us. So he's doing one part, I'm doing the other part, so like supporting each other.
What's your favorite part of teaching dancing?
I mean, dance is fun. Like, I enjoy teaching, and dancing is fun. Like, I have fun teaching, and I have fun dancing at the same time.
And is it true that romance blossoms in the dance world in these dance classes?
Absolutely, especially in dancehall.
Okay, so have you seen any great success stories involved in these types of events?
Mostly, like, this friendship, you build, like, connection, you meet new people, you get to connect with people, you get to know things, like, so many great things.
That sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. So thank you for talking to us, Isaac. Any shout-outs to, well, I call you Isaac, and how did you say your working name?
Izo, Dream Chaser.
Izo, Dream Chaser.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And do you have any shout-outs for anybody out on CITR that might be listening to the radio?
All the dancehall monsters, all the party peoples out there.
Beautiful. We'll see you all at the Cabana Club on Granville starting
May 11th.
Sounds great.
Yo!
Oh, that was Serrani. No games. And by the way, these dance classes, I guess, have already been taking place. Because there's not enough time between... Oh, I guess maybe they're crunching them through the week. I don't know. So, the big concert's on the 11th. You can call me for an opportunity to win tickets to see Serrani, who's got 24 million hits on that video that for No Games. And so it's quite popular around town. We're back on the show with Red Haven, who is going to be playing a couple of songs more before they run out the door. What song did you guys want to do next?
Well... this next song is sort of a we have an argument. We have an ongoing argument actually about the name, and so it's between the girls in the back room and Crawling Downtown, which are strange titles in different ways.
Ah.
Who thinks it's the other one, not Bill?
Well,
Nathan. Yeah, it's a band. We're having a feud.
Yeah, it's a feud. It's tearing us apart at the seams, you know, destroying the fabric of our kinship.
So what was the options?
The girls in the back room.
Okay.
Oh yeah. There's an L. Yeah. And,
what was the other one?
And Crawling Downtown.
Well, let's flip a coin. Does anybody want to vote on this right here and
flip
now?
Wow, it's a decision. It's a decision happening on air right now.
Okay, anybody who wants to vote for the girls,
Democratic?
The
no way. We're not going Democratic here. We're flipping the coin.
Decide because this is going to be a decision.
Exactly.
We're going to label this song. Girls in the back room. Who sticks up their hand for the girls in the back room? Girls in the back room.
I'm voting against democracy here.
Brenna wants to do a coin flip.
I'm voting against democracy. I'm going for the pick flip.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do girls in the back room is picture side up.
Okay.
The girls in the back room is a picture side up. Here goes the big
this
flip.
This guitar pick. He's going to flip a pick.
Girls in the back room.
Girls in the back room. It's
that's what
yeah. Hey, it's rigged. It's rigged because it's my song, and I have a dictatorship over whatever's happening.
I don't know.
It was a question for the pick movie. For the pick flip.
No. Why was it tearing the band apart?
Well, because we couldn't decide on it until it just. Got decided on right just now. Because
you got to have petty feuds in the van. What else?
These things make up for great scandal.
Nothing without
the song.
Yes.
And the main line in it
is the girls in the back room, right? That's the main line, and you wrote the song, and then Nate comes along, guy with a stand-up bass. Really, it was
with the stand-up bass.
It was actually the original name, and Brennan changed it. And
well,
liked
you know,
it was quite organic.
Having
it wasn't
a
just
line
Nate coming in
that you repeat over and over again. That is, you know, the name of the song. It's facile, you know, but it's
right,
like,
right.
It's,
you wanted to choose something like new. You could have chose like pork pie hat.
I could have chosen pork pie hat. That was actually third on the list. I just didn't mention it. It wasn't on the ballot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I did.
Well, you didn't have a really ballot, did you? It's a dictatorship, isn't it? I mean, it's like there's no ballot. There was no freedom.
We're just gonna call it jam.
Jam.
You know,
the jam.
I did want to mention, as far as all of that. All of that good healing stuff. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Eli Kaiser and Molly Hannah Warner back on the show doing guided meditation. Woo-hoo!
Awesome.
Love that stuff. So, taking us into the next song. Who wants to count it down? Red Haven on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I
dragging my hearse, sneaking and a creaking, awaking my curse. Don't wait. Stitches for the tailors, cause rags don't fill a purse. If he was a sailor, he'd have gotten there first. No chase. Cause those girls in the back room are calling out your name. What you going to say? Yellow sheen, street lamp shine, staking out the vacant lots, forsaking all the signs. Too late. There's an olive tree that suffocates a vine, creeping up a week of branch, leaking out the wine. Who pays? And those girls in the back room are calling out your name. What you going to say? Getting up, stained chimney black. Who'd have had 100 in a 30-pound sack? No taste. Nice full cafes packed. Easy picking for the wicked, watching my back. Don't stay. And those girls in the back room are calling out your name. What you going to say? Those girls in the back room are calling out my name. I don't want to
Wow, how do you guys sing so gently and beautiful? It's like, I don't have that self-control. Right on!
Hey, we're like that most of the time, realistically. Okay.
You guys can pick an answer. You can either tell me what your superpower would be if you could have one, or what Spice would be if you were a Spice Girl. I'd be like Radio Spice, right? Or my power would be like making people
option?
Sober. Yeah, Radio Spice. That's a DJ
yeah,
Spice.
You'd totally be Radio Spice.
It. And, you know, I think that if I had a power, it would be the power to instantly make people sober with my mind.
I teach kids rock band at a school.
Yes.
And one band, they were superheroes, and they had, they all had superpowers. One of the girls had the power of leaf, and she could turn herself into a leaf, or she could throw leaves at people. That was her superpower.
That's a good superpower.
That was great. I was like, so you could throw leaves at people. That's your superpower. Yeah, and I could turn myself into a leaf. I'm like, fantastic. That's great. And the other kid was a Unifrog. He was a unicorn frog. Wow. And I wasn't exactly sure what his superpower was. But yeah, they're all, you know, it was all random superpowers, but I don't know. I would just think like it would be great to like build a moat really fast. Yeah, you know, just have like it's like an old timey like I don't know, you know, you could really you could protect people.
Around what are you gonna put the moat, Blake?
Well, I don't know. If anyone has like a castle, I could build a moat really fast for them.
Yeah, what a contractor that would be! You'd be making money. Like,
yeah, and I'd be the fastest moat builder. Yeah, so that'd be my super. I'd be moat man.
Moat man.
There you go.
Does anybody else have anything that they would have any big fantasies about, like changing the world with their powers or being a spice of some sort? Or
being a spice.
Guitars and spice with the power of rock and roll.
I can't. This is a hard question. That's okay.
That's okay. The pressure of it all.
I've thought about this question a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the spice one.
Did you
the superpower?
Yeah.
So, would you be like? What would it be?
Oh well, it would be to be able to transform into any living thing.
Oh, yeah. Did
but
you ever?
But like a shapeshifter with a little bit of limitations, because I don't want to get too all high and mighty. So, any living thing.
Humble. I like that.
So what's the limitation?
Well, it has to be alive. It can't be like I can't turn into a chair.
Well, that's a pretty wide.
Yeah, I know.
I like that limitation.
It's still a limitation, though, Brendan.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been, you know that. Do you know that? I don't even want to say this. Prince Charles was caught. They audio taped his conversations with his mistress Camilla, who he later married. And the most scandalous thing came onto the tapes, and he said he wanted to be. Her.
Oh yeah, I saw. I remember.
Sanitary.
Her tampon.
Feminine. Yeah.
He said he wanted to be her tampon. I remember that.
God. What? There's quite a few strange things that have happened in British Parliament. There's one guy who got a stipend for you know expenses and you know. Traveling, whatever, eating, you know, whatever he needs to do for his job. And their video footage emerged of him with a stripper doing cocaine. And she's actually asking him in the video, she's like, you know, so are you supposed to, like, does anyone know that you're spending this money on me? Like, you know?
Is there someone monitoring this? There was.
It's responsible.
Yeah, well, someone found out. Well, I mean.
Well, if you could turn into an inanimate object, I guess I would. And I was really kinky. I think I'd like to be, you know, someone's flute and someone's beautiful lips would be like, do, 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 do. Yeah. He's so delicate and wonderful.
Beautiful lips.
Be nice to be a cactus. I feel like being a cactus would be a cool. It's alive, though.
Oh, but she could be a porcupine, and that would be like if she needed to be like a cactus.
Cactuses are alive, so you could be a cactus.
I can be a plant, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pull the microphone when you want to be in.
Sorry, the microphone scares me.
Don't be afraid of it. It's okay.
No, I think, like, you know, about having, like, superpowers or something like that. It's like we're already, like, potentially, like, extraterrestrial ghosts floating around a rock in the middle of the atmosphere, in the middle of the universe, in a skin bag. You know, so we're already pretty amazing. You know what I'm saying? We're already in it like this skin bag.
I brought it back. I was like, where are you going?
Yeah, so we're already kind of superheroes, all of us.
With the energy really. Healing, there's a lot of these like people who believe that they do have superpowers and they just have to get to their beta brain waves, or actually even lower to their theta brain waves, tap into that really creative consciousness and use the word manifest. So they're going to manifest what their will is, which is kind of dangerous. You know, what if you just were in a bad mood and you thought it was right, and then the next, and then at about, like, say, you grew wiser and you realized that that decision was not the right one, and you manifested, it was too late. You changed things.
Sounds like
like you have a genie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary monsters.
Your wishes, and they never. Were,
oh were darn! I didn't mean it. Okay, yeah. We probably, you know, we it doesn't matter that we've run out of time because we have the night, and it'll be a week before DJ Ray comes back with his late night show for a brand new show. He's coming back for his adventures around the world. So we have. It, you guys, I know you have to get up. One of you has to get up at 6 o'clock. I have my map of telling me exactly who I'm talking to here. Let's see. Okay,
I'm doing my yoga teacher training.
It's Blake.
That's Karma at Yoga. Shout out to Emerson at Karma Yoga.
Shout out.
He's an amazing human. And he started a yoga, well, it's a yoga studio, yoga school, like yoga teacher training school that's... It's, well, I would say the, like, to go there and practice yoga, it's all by donation. Mm-hmm. And so he started a by donation, like, charity. That's why it's called Karma. And all the teachers are doing it for volunteer. And it's this oasis in the middle of the downtown east side. It's, like, right on Hastings and Abbott. And, like, all the buildings around there. You have to go in the alley, and it's just, like, needles and whatever. Super seedy. And then you go up these, like... You know, seedy stairs, and it's like creaky and old. And then there's like, you go through the door, and it's like this amazing place where such a great community of people in there. And Emerson is just such a sweetheart. And he runs this yoga teacher training. I've been involved in it, and it's like unreal. It's the best thing I've ever done. And, but yeah, it's long. Emerson, make it shorter. It's like 7 to 7.
Oh,
we,
wow.
You know, like, it's like we do 5 hours of yoga. I know I'm like, that's really, I should stop complaining. It's awesome.
Oh.
Really? But five of us, like, you know, you wake up, I feel like a monk. I'm a monk right now. I'm essentially a, yes.
A monk with a drum kit.
Yeah, I'm a drum monk. I'm a drunk.
A drunk.
I'm a drunk, really. That's what I am.
All
yes.
Right. So what song is it that you were going to you guys want to take us out with before we say goodbye?
We're going to sing a tune called Caught Up, and then this tune is it's all about getting stuck in the day to day and getting out of it.
All right. Red Haven on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Hopefully some insight. I hope.
Yeah, go to our website and check out our tour schedule. We're doing a ton of touring. I was about to curse.
Yeah.
We're doing a ton of touring this year.
So, and that's redhavenmusic.com,
yeah.
.com.
All right, got up. One, a two, a one, two, three.
He left a town of ignorance. He bled Kerouac in his bones. Well, hitched out, he was a dirty tramp. But he romanticized the troubadours and all the faces that he used to know with broken backs and gold. We'll drive past and think to themselves, I won't pick up that old Billy Go, because we all get caught up, and then get caught. Yes, we all get caught up, and then get caught. He saw self-proclaimed kings with grips laced in jewels, spending riches in the place of love, with divorce and debt calling him a fool. Invest slips in them dirty tricks, force a double load on the mule. Well, get lit where you could get your kicks. I think a heart attack's God's useful tool for when we all get caught up, and then get caught. Yes, we all get caught up. 내게 가 Yes we all get caught up Caught up 내게 가 Yes we all get caught up Caught up 내게 가
Let's check in. We're gonna do one more for the people's peoples.
For the people.
Yes. He lost sleep that night, and we all felt terrible until we felt good about the music.
Yeah. Do you want to do the ooh?
Yeah, let's try it.
Ooh, yeah. We talked about it. We must do it now. Yeah. And this.
Let's do this.
We could call this song Blake's favorite time.
For all those listening, 6/8 is Blake's favorite time signature.
We already chose a song name on air, so, you know, what's two?
This is called 6/8 Ooh Ooh.
It's called 6/8.
Okay. Well, I suppose good luck.
Good luck
to all those involved.
Great. How's it start?
Oh, yeah.
Take it to the burning sun, take it for the only one still in flight. Take it from the surly sun sitting on the porch at dawn. Who needs the night
when mezzanine's awakened dreams beckoning for all those kerosene eyes of gold? Silent scenes on silver screens must have been for all those witnessing fortune told. Ooh.
the mantelpiece, tell it to the cotton sheets. You wait inside. Tell it to the ones who leave, harboring an open sea, and still can't hide.
Cause banquet halls, mirror walls, standing tall, turning the ceiling crawls down the floor. And lonely hearts are stolen cars, missing parts, driving down boulevards they've paved before. Ooh, 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 ooh,
hands. Oh, thank you.
Thank
guys
you
so
for
much.
Having us.
Woo-hoo, Medicine Show loves Red Haven. Medicine Show has a crush on Red Haven.
Aww.
All right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so I would like to say thanks. And Medicine Show is every Friday night from 11 to 12:30. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM on unceded territory. From unceded territory on Musqueam Land, I'm Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. Thanks to Red Haven and the gang. We also, well, we have Nathan, Jen, Blake, Brendan, and special guest Logan. From the, how did you say it? The Dirty what?
No, Logan's not from Dirty Grace.
You're not from Dirty Grace.
No. Logan no. Thackray is from herself.
Yeah.
She. All right. That's one way to put it. Okay, so please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. You can also find Red Haven at redhavenmusic.com. We're going to go out with a song. Coming up next week is brand new show for the late night show with DJ Ray, doing some high energy dance, electronic and ambient sounds. So through the years here, we've had Thomas Beckman and Josiah Taschuk as sort of co-host guests, special guest co-hosts and stuff like this on the show. They have gotten together. Thomas has written a song called Earth. And it is a climate change piece for the world and for everybody to consider about our future. Very important to these people and a very emotional song. We're going to go out with that, and we'll see you all next week. Have a great day. Oh, Mike Hummel, the wandering minstrel of UBC, the security guard, will be here next week with some other great music. Have a great day and have a great night.
Bye.
Blessings.
Sun sees earth trees, birds fly in fear, smoke ever near. Apocalyptic earthquake stun, displaced life under the sun. Let this be our legacy. We must save the earth, the sea. We don't need metal trees,
smoke up homes of things like these. Orcas burning as it sees. Restore this to its entropy. Radiated plastic food. Corporates used to feed your mood. I cannot see the sun. Ocean's rising has begun. Stop this now, we must achieve.